Hi, I'd like to tell you about Azure Blob Storage. This is a new service from Microsoft for storing very large files or unstructured data in the cloud. So after you create a storage account, you can then use the Blob Storage service to store files in blob containers. In this video, I'm going to show you how to do some common Azure Blob Storage operations, such as uploading, reading, or deleting blobs in Universal Windows apps. So first, let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio 2013. The first thing you'll need to do is install the Windows Azure Storage class library. This will add all the references needed by the storage client library. To do that, we just go to the Tools menu, select NuGet Package Manager, and open the Package Manager console. At the prompt, type this command right here. And after the package is installed, you'll need to configure the app connection to your Azure Storage account. Just go to Manage Access Keys dialog box and copy your storage account and primary access key right there. Then replace the storage credentials with those in the app.xaml.cs file. Okay, you can also go to the Containers tab, copy the blob container address, and replace Cloud Blob Container URL with this address right here. Now, let's launch the app and see how it works. Okay, if you want to upload a file to Blob Storage, click Save to Blob. Select an image file and then click Open. And as you can see, the file has been uploaded. If you want to preview an image file, click on the file, and now you can preview the image in the right pane. And finally, if you want to delete a file from the blob list, simply right-click the file and click Delete. And you'll find now that file has been deleted. And that's it. Thank you.